Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. I hope you are having a great day out there. Currently 61 degrees outside, and allergies are driving me crazy right now. But otherwise, it should be a great day out there. We're looking at a high of about 80 degrees. And joining me in studio from the Natural Food Center right here in Coffeyville, just down the street from the station, we have Jeannie Haynes. And good morning, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing good. Well, except for those nasty little allergies,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think we're both suffering from it, right? Last week I did have a little bit of a fever. I spiked to 100, but I've gotten rid of the fever, but I can't get rid of the sneezing and the coughing. I can keep feeling it in my throat. I'm just like, I want one of those really hard coughs, you know, where you just like, you feel like everything's done at that point. But yeah, let's get those allergies out of here. But today's subject, what will you be talking about today, Jeannie?
We're going to talk about some nootropic supplements to sharpen your mind and body. And probably that's a new word for a lot of people.
Absolutely. So let's hear about it.
If you want a nutritional supplement to enhance your brain function, short-term memory, focus, creativity, mood, or motivation, look for a nootropic. Natural nootropics can help older adults stay sharp. Students who want to improve their memory for upcoming exams, or busy workers who need a boost of creativity. Having good mental health is more than just the absence of illness. It also involves having a positive mood with energy and mental clarity to make the most out of life. That's not always easy. Daily pressures and environmental toxins can lead to anxiety, fatigue, and brain fog. And even when you follow a good diet and exercise routine, supplements are a great way to add specific health-boosting nutrients to your diet so you can optimize your health. So what are nootropics? If you drink coffee or tea to jumpstart your day, you're using a nootropic without realizing it. Nootropics, sometimes called cognitive enhancers, brain boosters, or smart drugs, are compounds that affect your central nervous system. They have an enhancing effect on one or more aspects of your mental state. These substances target executive function, which means attention, learning, memory, alertness, and motivation. Nootropics affect the brain in different ways. Some influence your neurotransmitters. Others increase blood flow, oxygen, and nutrient levels in the brain. Others protect you from the effects of toxins and free radicals. Some even promote the growth of new neurons or brain cells and brain cell connections that help you adapt to change. Most people know that food gives your body nutrients, such as vitamins and minerals, but most typical modern diets lack variety. Unlike our ancient relatives who wandered through the natural habitats, browsing on various plants, herbs, roots, and berries for adequate nutrition, most people living in modern society have unvaried diets full of meat, wheat, corn, soy, and a multitude of processed foods. Adding nutrients or supplements to your diet can broaden the variety of nutrients, antioxidants, and beneficial photochemicals. This can improve your brain function and overall health. So some of the natural nootropics are caffeine. Natural nootropics include herbs, minerals, and other nutraceuticals. The following are a few of the most effective and time-honored nootropics you can find. So back to caffeine. It's the world's most consumed nootropic. Think about it. You wake up groggy. You have that morning cup of joe. You get your mind awakened and alert. That's a clear example of how a nootropic works. Caffeine is found naturally in coffee, tea, cacao beans, and cola nuts. It's a stimulant that can reduce fatigue, enhance alertness, energy, and concentration. Caffeine also promotes a positive mood. It's rich in antioxidants, which fight damage from disease-causing free radicals. But be careful, its stimulant effects can increase blood pressure and heart rate in some people. Caffeine perks you up by blocking the brain receptors. It also speeds up nerve cell action and increases the feel-good neurotransmitter dopamine. Ashwagandha is also a nootropic, also called winter cherry. It helps your body and mind manage stress better. It may even ease occasional anxiety. Ayurvedic medicine uses ashwagandha roots and berries to make herbal remedies for sexual libido, the immune system, and daily stress. Its plants' alkaloids and lactones promote normal levels of stress hormone cortisol. Then we've got bacopa, which is another herb used in Ayurvedic medicine. It enhances memory and reaction time. It also helps with learning and information processes. Bacopa contains antioxidants that protect your body, your brain from free radical damage. It also boosts signals in the parts of the brain that process memories. Then we move on to ginkgo biloba. The leaves of the ginkgo tree are popular in traditional Chinese medicine. Many people think ginkgo or take ginkgo to stimulate mental performance or focus. Ginkgo biloba may enhance brain function by improving memory and the processing of information. Others say it helps them stay calm. Ginkgo is also an antioxidant. Its effects include improving blood flow to the brain and promoting normal stress hormone levels in healthy people. And then there's rhodiola. This flowering shrub is an adaptogen that boosts mood and reduces fatigue. Part of traditional herbal medicine, rhodiola may help the mind and body handle stress so you can perform better. Rhodiola has mental health benefits too. The herb contains an antioxidant and rosin, which promotes a normal response to inflammation. These natural compounds support brain health, reduce fatigue, and improve moods. And I even have some customers that take the rhodiola for depression. So the next one up is L-theanine, which is an amino acid. It is a component of black and green tea, and you can also find it in moringa leaves. Some people buy L-theanine as a standalone dietary supplement. This amino acid helps your body regulate hormones and neurotransmitters that positively affect how you feel and think. It can relax you without causing drowsiness. L-theanine also has an unusual trait, and it increases alpha waves in the brain, which is associated with deep relaxation and creativity. You can enhance its mellow yet sharp effects by taking it with caffeine. Then CoQ10, a molecule that creates your cell's mitochondria, provides one of the most effective nootropics available. CoQ10, but it's a blend, a synergistic blend of two nootropics that provides advanced antioxidant support while boosting heart and brain health. There's some minerals also that are nootropics. Your brain also needs certain minerals to operate at its best. Make sure you get enough of these brain minerals. One of those is lithium orotate. Lithium is an essential trace mineral linked to new brain cell growth. Lithium orotate is a molecule composed of the lithium mineral bound to orotic acid. Not only is lithium orotate extremely safe, it can calm daily stress and promote peace and calm. Calcium is actually another nootropic. Calcium ions help the nervous system transmit messages. This mineral also plays a role in how you store and retrieve memories. Calcium regulates level of neurotransmitters and affects neuron excitability. You can find calcium in beans and leafy greens such as kale and as a dietary supplement. Then up next is magnesium. It's a partner to calcium in nerve cell excitability and message transmission. Magnesium also plays a crucial role in brain and nervous system function. Raising magnesium levels, particularly in the millions of people who are low in this essential mineral, improves brain function, including focus, memory, mood, and energy. Magnesium can also improve your sleep and relax tight muscles. And then there's zinc. This mineral protects the brain, supporting normal brain function and a positive mood. Many people are low in zinc. Taking a supplement or getting more in your diet can support healthy brain function, better mood, and overall cognitive performance. Zinc also supports the immune system and helps the body make DNA and proteins. This mineral is abundant in pumpkin seeds, greens, grains, and beans. So when choosing a nootropic, consider the type of effect you're seeking, stimulating or relaxing. Do you want to improve your memory or gain energy? Whichever you're thinking of taking, I recommend purchasing only natural organic supplements from a trusted brand. And everyone responds a little differently to nutritional supplements, and they're not all the same strength. So when you try one, take a low amount to start. Make sure you talk to your healthcare provider, especially if you're pregnant or have a serious health condition or taking medications. So there's the points to remember on nootropics or cognitive enhancers are compounds that affect your central nervous system, may improve your mental state and overall functioning, and they can be synthetic or natural. But nootropics found in nature are safer, and many offer nutritional benefits as well. Their effects range from increased alertness and reaction time to better memory and reduced daily stress. We all need that, I think.
No joke. We have no stress daily, so anything that can help reduce that stress is definitely always a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And stress is... wreaks such havoc on our bodies. It's just unbelievable.
Well, yeah, basically, it wears down the immune system, does it not?
Well, it wears down your whole body just more than the immune system as well. I mean, it creates imbalances all over in not only like your hormones, but your immune system and everything works together. And so when one part isn't working right, other parts get stressed as well,
and it basically gets physically draining.
Yes.
Toward the fact
yes.
that you're exhausted pretty right. much, and then like you said, everything else just kind of falls apart at the same time. So yep. the less we can have stress, the better off that we are. So
oh, definitely.
All right, well, Jeannie, for folks that may be listening to us for the first time, listening to you for the first time, tell us about the Natural Food Center and where you're located at.
Well, I'm over at 414 West 8th Street, which, like we said, is just west of the downtown area. Phone number is 620-251-4451 if you want to give me a call. Any suggestions on what you want to hear on the radio, I appreciate. I've got a variety of natural supplements, essential oils, natural sodas, stevia sweetened sodas. I've got a ton of keto snacks. I've got pastured non-GMO chicken, grass-fed finished beef and bison, and sprouted grain breads. Gosh, what else? A whole bunch of nuts. I got a ton of different kinds of nuts. And so, and then, of course, you know, there's all flours. I've got the almond flour and all those different flours, too, for baking. So
lots of good stuff over there. And can they find you on the internet as well?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on my Facebook page. And then the website's www.naturalfoodcenterks.com.
All right. So head on over there to the Natural Food Center. Lots of great stuff over there. And I know Jeannie would love to see you. And what are your hours if somebody would like to stop by? What are the hours they can stop by?
I'm open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to noon.
All right, so stop on by the Natural Food Center. Lots of great stuff over there. Jeannie, thank you so much for coming in today. We always enjoy having you in, and we'll have you in here again in a couple of weeks.
All right,
we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have Coffeeville's Reawakening in studio today, and we'll find out about all the great events happening in Coffeeville. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning in Southeast Kansas.